Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to discuss the Cowboys draft specifically is the owner and GM, Jerry Jones.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Well, how'd you feel about your draft?
Well, it's happened again. Another draft, another massive public display of family dysfunction.
How so?
Well, that's Jones family. I tell you, this family is more dysfunctional than that other famous and comparable family.
Hmm.
The Manson family.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, Manson. Now, Jerry.
Family,
no, I'm just funny. If you tuned into that draft coverage, you noticed we had all the Joneses, except Baruka, inside the war room.
Yes.
Spalding was getting mad because he didn't get to make all the picks. He wants to make all the picks.
He had a good seat.
Yeah, boy, I tell you. I don't understand why I can't get football people near me instead of my whole family, but that's the way it works, you know. That's what Mama Jean wants, even though Mama Jean wasn't even there.
Yeah.
She dictates all the rules, and then she ain't there most of the time. Ain't that the way it goes?
Yeah, pretty much.
She was out on that luxury yacht that I had to buy her.
Yeah? What lake?
Y'all ever done that? You ever wronged a woman and have to buy her a 300-foot yacht?
No. We don't live in that world.
No. But, yeah, Spalding wanted to did you ask what lake it is? It's in Texoma right now.
Okay. All right. Just wondering.
Yeah, that's the only lake that let us put it in there.
Okay.
We put it in White Rock Lake one time, and it flooded the old fish hatchery. Displaced a lot of water. But yeah, Spalding wanted to draft all his friends so they could sign NFL contracts. They'd brag about it on social media. But I told him, I said, hey, Will Clay's in charge of all these
players. Yeah, it's McClay.
McClay, Jerry.
Your friends. But Spalding was really excited. He was all excited because he had to go down to the DMV when he turned 18 and sign up to be eligible to be drafted. He got real confused on that.
He's a little confused.
And so I had to send Charlotte to break it to him. That's for a different draft. Then he got all excited and said, NBA? And I said, no. She said, no, it's for when we go into a war and we need to go to the Middle East and fight Mr. Jihad.
Oh,
no idea what the G stands for, but Spalding did make us take one of his friends, Deuce Vaughn.
Oh, that's his friend?
Yeah, good buddies with him.
Huh.
They kind of grew up together. I think his dad works around them.
Yeah, you know his dad works for you.
So Deuce was always up here playing blocks and stuff with Spalding when he was growing up.
I don't know if he was around there when he was a kid.
Well, we were real excited about our number 26 pick. Very excited about Mozzie Smith.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Defense tackle from Michigan.
Uh-huh.
And I know a lot of people are saying we had a bust with Taco Charlton out of Michigan, but Taco's no Mozzie.
Okay.
In fact, when we FaceTimed with Smith right after we selected him at 26, I respected him so much, I gave him the Mozzie salute, as I call it.
Whoa. What is that?
Where I kind of wave to him up above my head.
I don't think that needs to catch on, Jerry.
No.
He's really special. I mean, we're thinking about holding out there at AT&T Stadium, holding a big Mozzie rally.
No.
Let's go with Moz. I think he likes to go by Moz anyway.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But we're real excited about him.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I don't know whether he's going to play. I guess you don't really have a right or left defensive tackle, do you?
Well, it can move around a lot, and depends on your scheme.
Yeah,
because he'd be like the third right tackle.
All right.
There. I don't know. Anyway,
it's a good pick, though.
It is a good pick, and in the fourth round, there we got that Velami Fehoko.
Uh huh.
I think. And I don't think that's a Japanese name, right? That's a Samoan name.
Yeah, right.
Correct.
Right.
Good. Thank God. Because I told him when we took him and called him that I love the cookies that his country makes for our Girl Scouts. Those things are so good.
Samoans. Yeah.
So good. But we got into a brawl behind the scenes.
Oh,
I don't know
if
I was caught that.
Oh, no.
But, Steven tackled me as I had a slip of paper that said Johnny Football on it.
You still got it.
Still got it. Still trying to turn it in at the last second. And then Steve has to pile drive me into the ground and fractured my C4, my C5.
Oh,
pile drive.
Wow.
Yeah. And then Jerry Jr. came off the top of the turnbuckles. And he flying high wafted me right in the neck to keep turning that in.
Terrible that they're treating their dad this way.
It is. It is. Especially when they depend on me for their livelihood.
That's right.
Because if it wasn't for me, neither of those two could make a dime in the real world.
Oh, come on.
And ain't that the truth. But we have a good draft, and we're looking forward to Super Bowl this year.
All Super right. Bowl.
Here we go.
Here we go. Good morning.
Morning. There goes Jared.